Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There is a lawsuit in the porn world right now where a girl is suing a porn company.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, I don't know any porn stars' names outside of, like, porn stars from 10 years ago. Like, if you give me new girls' names, I don't know who they are. I know like, Brie Olsen. Does she even do porn, or is she just a scat?
No, I think she's done porn.
Okay, but I mean, like, you tell me that Tara Patrick's and the
Jenna Jameson.
I know all those folks. But after that, and if you've done 30 movies that are like, if you release a movie that there's like 100 scenes of guys doing things to your forehead, and you're one of those girls, you're not really a porn star. You're just a sucker who took $50. But anyway, the reason why I bring this up, because I don't know who this girl is. Porn star Madeline Madison. Anybody?
Okay.
I do.
You know who she is?
I do.
From Googling her?
From this story, okay. And then reading through the story, there's some things that...
All right, maybe I do know who she is. Porn star Madeline Madison is seeking $3.2 million as well as a new Corvette in a lawsuit against Come and Go Productions after they allegedly tricked her into giving her biological brother a BJ through a glory hole on the set for the new porn film Milkmaids No. 2. And while most porn performers have a meet and greet prior to the down and dirty on camera, Madison says that the producers for Milkmaids 2 wouldn't let her meet her co-star. She thinks that Come and Go wanted to produce an incestuous-themed film to distribute to Japan, since, according to her, Japanese love incest. She said, the producers wouldn't let me meet the man that I was doing things to beforehand, which I found odd because normally we always meet and greet our scene partner. I like to make an emotional connection with my fellow actor before a scene. Oh, just like Brando. I even try to quickly fall in love with him if I can, as it makes my job so much easier for me if I'm truly in love with the man that I'm about to bang. Madison is convinced she wasn't allowed to meet her co-star because Come and Go has produced many incestuous-themed films that they distribute exclusively to Japan. It is common knowledge that both she and her brother, Chuck Tang, work in the industry. The company doesn't show real incest with past titles, but with me and my little brother being known, they've now caught real incest on camera, which will make them billions in Japan, Madison said. The Japanese love incest. Again, she's got her finger on the pulse
of
Japan.
Now, I have a few questions about this. One, do you think that they're doing this as a publicity stunt, and they did know, but they're crying foul
it out? That is what Jamil Mendoza of Come and Go Productions, he says. He's the director of the film. He said Madison is a liar and will do anything for money. Mm-hmm. Come and Go also says that she had prior knowledge that she would be performing the glory hole scene with her brother.
Also, what is worse, her not knowing or him getting prepared for the action and her going, Chuck, that's Chuck.
Oh,
I can tell that's Chuck through the hole.
Yeah.
Did you see how much he got paid?
Yeah. Well, what do you think you get paid for a glory hole scene? Now, I got to explain this to you for those people out there who are not as prolific in porn as, say, Rob is.
Yeah, I'm an expert.
It's like if you went into a room and there was a hole in the wall and a man would put his junk through the hole in the wall, and then the person on the other side would perform sex acts on them, mostly oral sex. So now, I that sounds like it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Except I've heard too many stories about because you kind of want to peek through the hole first and see who's there. And then I've heard tales of people switching from a guy to a girl. I mean, a girl to a guy.
Cool, bro.
Or a rat trap.
Something.
Oh, like
yeah.
That. I mean, they put a lock around it.
Or just
it's a guillotine. Yeah. Or if it's a little hole, it's a little guillotine. You didn't know.
So who are you saying? The male performer or the female performer got paid how much?
How much would an average talent like that get for a single glory hole scene?
Female or male?
Female.
Okay. I'm going to say $100.
$5,000?
Oh, come on.
Right? I mean...
This is the director says, we normally would have paid a third-rate talent like her $25 for a single glory hole scene.
God.
There you go.
I got to tell you, I'm going to get a piece of wood in the hole, and I'll pay three times the amount. Just, ladies, let me know where to go. I will put my wood up, and we'll get it on for, I'll give you $75. I'll triple your money. We agreed to give her $100 because it was with her brother. And let's not forget that this is the same girl who allowed herself to make sweet love to the head of a dead anaconda.
Okay.
She has no moral standards, according to the director. As for what Tang, Madison's brother, thinks about all this, he doesn't actually care, nor does he remember whether or not he told his sister that he would be the one going to the glory hole. He said, I feel bad Maddie's so upset about this, but it doesn't bother me. Just another BJ. Hell, he said,
and they're full brother and sister?
Yeah, he said, hell, I'd probably bang her too if I could wear a blindfold. At the end of the day, her parts are her parts.
Yeah, wow.
He did say that a little more eloquently than I did.
That guy is...
Oh my God.
Now here's
ready to go.
I can't find a single picture of either one of these guys.
Tang or Madison?
Either one. Mm-hmm. I was even looking for, because I remember hearing the dead anaconda story, but I didn't remember if that was real or not. Yeah, but they're blurred out, so it could be anybody.
Okay, so this news article did a good follow-up. They said, doesn't this all sound like BS to you? Like, look at the quote from the director, specifically where he says she has no moral standards. Most people who are even semi-religious have the firm belief that upon even stepping foot into a church that God will smite you into a burning ball of hell flame. Besides, if the company were getting sued, then would they be releasing statements via their PR team, not letting their douche director spew out hateful comments like the one above? Also, what kind of brother goes on record as saying he'd bang his sister if he wore a blindfold? He said, that's not normal at all. And then they think that they're really saying this because the Japanese, as we learned, love incest.
Uh-huh.
And the more real this becomes, the more this will sell.
What's the closest you would go?
Like
with
my sister?
A relative. Like, what's the furthest you would have full-blown sex with? A cousin?
I tried to put this. So my sister's young, so that's like doubly gross to me. First of all, you hear your sister and you're like, ugh. Now, if you know a guy, like a friend in high school had a hot sister, you'd be like, if that was my sister, I totally would bang her. But then when it's your sister, you're like, gross.
Yeah.
And then when it's your sister and she's young, it's even more gross. So I'm out on that. But as far as a relative, it depends on who it is. You know what I mean?
All right. So let me ask you this, a scenario.
Like I have a hot cousin who's a model in New York. Like she's a literal model in New York. I look at her and I recognize that she's pretty, but I have zero attraction to her whatsoever.
Okay, so I know someone who, this person had an older brother who had a separate family. The father was a different father from her, had a whole separate mother.
Gotcha.
So he was raised independently. He had family members, stepbrothers, stepsisters, that kind, and they had sex with the stepbrother. Is that wrong? It's not blood related.
Oh, they're not blood related at all?
Not blood related. She shares a father with her brother who also shares a father with the other brother.
The two people had sex, what do they share?
Their parents are married.
No, she had sex with a guy. Okay, her brother has the same father.
Yeah, that's gross.
And she had sex with him?
With the stepbrother.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's incest?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's blood relative.
See, I don't think it is because you're sharing a different mom.
I don't think you're explaining it right.
He's not explaining it right. They're not
blood. Hold on. Here's Carmen to clear it up for us. Go ahead. Tell me.
He's saying, okay, so the sister had sex with her brother's stepbrother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not even...
Yeah. Okay.
They're strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not even related to each other.
They're not blood related.
It's the same as Bobby Christina.
Well, that was adopted, though. So that was, they're
same
not
thing.
Blood related. Yeah.
Oh, I'm down with that, too. That's kind of hot. That's kind of hot. If
I have a cousin.
My mother went out and adopted a teenage girl while I was in high school, and she turned out to be a whore, I'd totally
a hot
mind
whore.
That. I would have been like 13. I had a hot whore sister who had only been living in my house for like a year, and she got crazy on the... On the cheese whiz one night, and she was like, let's break it down. I'd be like, all right.
I'll do your homework whenever you need.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really hot cousin who's a model.
I just said that.
Yeah. You have a cousin, too?
You on the show? Yeah. I just told you that 5 minutes ago.
I was trying in my head to figure out the whole stepbrother, stepsister scenario.
Yes, I have a hot cousin that's a model, too.
His name's Rick.
Oh. That's a little different.
But all my friends used to come over and try and have sex with her, and I never understood. She never seemed hot to me. Like, she's pretty.
You're too close to it. You don't understand it.
But I didn't grow up with her. It was like...
If your father had a Corvette when you were born, you don't love Corvettes that much. You're like, we always had a Corvette. You know
I guess
I mean?
You're right, because I grew up... Like, I saw her maybe once a year, and it wasn't that big of a deal every time I saw her, and I would... Oh, she's pretty, but it wasn't...
Right.
Holy crap, she's hot.
Plus, you'll also know somewhere in the back of your head, there's a, I'm related to this girl, which automatically takes her off the block.
Oh, see, that, for some reason, not that I'm into it, but it turns me on more. It's more taboo. It's like, hey, that's so weird that, hey, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah. Pete's got really hot cousins, and I'm always like, you'd totally bang a cousin. And Pete's like, totally. it depends on how close you are to that person. Like, if you show up somewhere... And everybody's like, wow, who's that girl? And she's beautiful, right? She's your cousin from whatever side of the family. You didn't know her 5 minutes ago. Bang it out. Do what you got
to
do.
How about a stepmom that comes into the family and she bangs the kid?
Not blood related.
So that's
I mean, yeah, it's wrong. Now it's absolutely wrong for her to do that. But yes, it's totally fine and legal. You know what I mean?
Now we're just describing my favorite porn scenarios, yeah. Though. So.
What if it's a hitchhiker and she turns out, I mean, yeah. Come on.
I don't know. I have a stepmother, too, and it kind of has the same family effect to me. You know what I mean? My stepmother's been around for a long time, and she's attractive, and, you know, we're close in age, too. You know what I mean?
But I mean, when you were, like, a teen, though.
No. I mean, when I was a teen, she was my father's girlfriend. So, I don't know. It's just... I think if she'd been older, maybe that was the case. Maybe it was because I like hot, kind of older thing.
Sluttier.
For the most part. Yeah, she's not slutty at all. That's the problem. Yeah.
But, what if, the first month she was dating your dad and she came over and you're like, oh, my dad's not home yet. And she goes, oh, do you mind if I come in and wait? And, yeah, I was just about to take a shower. And then she gets in the shower with
you. Can I be honest with you? I'll be totally honest with you. I get the same kind of weird feeling when she's too close to me that I get when my mother's too close to me. Like, I don't mean, like, too close, like, but, like, when she's, like, if she walk by and they pat your shoulder or something, it's the same non-sexual feeling that you get.
Right.
It's weird. It's weird, because I'm such a disgusting pervert. You would think that'd be something that I'd be so into.
Yeah.
And it's just not. I want to say yes, but no.
I kissed my cousin on a cruise.
What was his name?
We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Kristen was her name. And then I found out she was my cousin after.
Kiss?
Still,
tongue kiss?
Yeah, like we made out. Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't know she was my cousin.
Yeah. No, you didn't?
Until a two-headed baby came out.
Yeah, and then the next morning, you know, we'll all sit together for breakfast, and I was like, wow, that happened last night, and that was it. Then we never talked again. Now she's got kids and a family. And
bury that family secret.
Yeah, I was like, we never spoke about it. We didn't talk to each other for the rest of the time we were on the cruise with each other.
How did you not know she was your cousin if you guys were on the cruise together, though? Wouldn't you guys, if it was like a family cruise and you got, like, you went on a family cruise, Mike, with your brother and his whole
family. That's why you had them all wear t-shirts.
Same shirts, yeah.
So you didn't make out with any of them.
Yeah, it was extended family. You know, we got on the boat early, I guess, and they did, and a couple of them were asleep, and we were all out at the nightclub, and one thing led to
another.
That's
a good idea. Family reunion, color code it. White church, can't make out with any other color you're down. Yeah.
She's a second cousin, so I didn't feel too bad.
Brown church, guys, stay away from the brown church. But white church are your family members, and then yellow, red, go crazy.
Yeah, it was a weird breakfast.
727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Jose, you're on the Mike Caldas Show. Good morning, Jose.
What's going on, Mike? What's going on, guys?
Hola, amigo.
What's up?
Hola, señor. You know, that story about the IKEA artist was pretty funny. And my wife and I actually, what we like to do is go to sushi bars or sushi restaurants that have those paper tabletops. And we'll grab the pencils and we'll draw penises under, like, the salt shakers or the soy sauce. And either on our table or on someone else's table. That way, when they get sat down or they move the plate, that's the first thing they see. And I love seeing waitresses when they start cleaning up the table and they find them all over the place.
What can we do? What can we come up with that you're going to draw in a bathroom stall or on a table or in IKEA or something that's a symbol for, like, of the show?
Yeah. Real quick, though, by the way, I don't know if I'd call him an artist. He was drawing penises on the IKEA.
That takes talent, buddy. Okay. You ever see the penis that Michelangelo put on David?
Yeah.
That's something else. Hey, that's a good idea, Jose. We should come up with some sort of mark that you leave at a table, even if it's
maybe like a cowhoof or something.
Well, even if it's a penis, But just write a little MCS on it.
No, how about not a penis, though?
No?
Yeah, I don't know whether we need any more of that associated with this show.
I agree with that. That's
about,
a good...
How about a curly turd and a pitbull toddler right on it?
No, I just... Some little symbol. We need to come up with like a little symbol.
Right.
This way we sit down here and all of a sudden you look and there's whatever that is. You know that one of us has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I hope I'm part... I'm glad I'll be part of that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jose. And, I'll, and next time I see a penis on... A Japanese restaurant. I'll know it was you. By the way, I need a new Japanese restaurant since Ginza got the roaches. Addison, you're on the Mike Calda show. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So I just wanted to chime in on this this weird like family sex thing. I have these two friends here.
You say weird. We say hot.
Anyway, they're tall. They're beautiful. Identical twins. And I just found out that they... have been doing incestual gay porn with each other.
Oh, and how do you find that out?
Actually, a friend of mine is doing a documentary on them to make them feel better about their situation, and my buddy spilled the beans to me.
Oh, brother.
They are female or male?
They are female.
Okay.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
cool.
They use toys, they use bananas.
Yeah, yeah. That's perfect. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, we have had three different sets of twins doing stuff to each other on this show over the years.
Is it more acceptable because they're twins? If they were regular sisters, would it be weirder than if they were twins?
I think it's weirder if they're not twins.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's because acceptable. Twins, it seems like you're basically the same person.
Right.
And connected. Like,
I guess they have a special bond that we just don't have because we don't have a
twin. Twins is kind of like my interdimensional masturbation theory, where you just assume one person came back in time to diddle the other person.
You're sharing the same genes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Wait, did you hang up on him? I wanted to see if we could get their names.
Addison, call back, because I would like to see what they look like.
First sign.
First show reason.
Yeah. Right.
They always say that, like, twins, one twin gets hurt, the other twin can feel it. Do you believe in that?
No.
Okay, I was wondering if one twin...
I absolutely believe that there is definitely some sort of connection, some sort of, whether you want to call it psychic connection or something like that. Almost all twins have their own language that they do. Do you know that? A lot of twins will make up their...
No, I mean, I heard people say that some do, you know, but I think that's just a kid thing. I think, like...
But they make up their own language. They kind of have that connection, but I think that they really do have that where if something happens to one, the other one kind of knows, has, you know, something's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do believe that there's a closeness there, but I don't think that's inherent. I think that that's just comes from... being together so long in the womb, and then spending most of those you grew up with that kid. Like, it's different than growing up with an older brother or sister. You guys grow up at the same time. You develop the same time together, and I believe that experience brings you closer.
It's weird. I just happen to be friends with quite a few sets of twins in my lifetime. Yeah.
I only know one, and then they had another sister, and that sister became the outcast because the other two had a very close bond.
Right.
So they were the two older sisters, and then the younger one, she just totally she felt left out. She gained a ton of weight, did a lot of drugs because she
felt... So then when people said, which kid, the twins or the fat sister?
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah,
they referred to her.
Yeah. I would have said, what are you trying to be, a twin yourself?
let me tell you, we've had girls on this show that had no problem doing stuff with each other. So let's pose this to the ladies in the audience. We've had the Amanda and Ashley,
mm-hmm.
who were the sisters who were in the hottest felon contest. We had the...
They weren't twins, though, were they?
Yeah, yeah.
Amanda, they're twins. Twins. Okay.
Then we had the Toledo twins,
yes.
which were porn chicks. They were strippers. They came in here and did dirty stuff to each other. Amanda and Ashley only kissed, but they admitted to having doing other stuff before. The Toledo twins would have done anything. Then we had the Bon Jovi girls.
Right.
Who else? There was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was the Dave Matthews. We had a set of twins in for Dave Matthews.
Oh, maybe
twins.
That's what I'm thinking. Dave Matthews,
yeah,
not Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that was my first.
No, there was
ever.
Bon Jovi as well.
Two different sets of twins?
Yeah.
I could be right. I don't remember.
There was Bon Jovi because Shirtless Joe, remember?
That
and then
I remember.
And
then they never came back.
Tickets. And then we also had mother-daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we had mother makeout. We had mother daughter. We almost had father daughter, and that almost caused World War III in this building.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was. That wasn't a connection. That wasn't a sexual thing. It was an embarrassing in front of the one had to be embarrassed in front of the other one, but it wasn't. They weren't touching each other. Right. But Ben, people were weird. If your sisters, are you as likely to make out for tickets as you would be for as twins were? We've got no problem finding twins to do stuff to each other. We've had twins email. Oh, you know what? It is Bon Jovi, Dave Matthews. I just pictured both the twins in my head.
Right? Because I remember the Dave Matthews twins blew my mind because I'd never seen anything like that before, and I was still an intern. And that was the day before they came in. You looked at me, and you were like, are you ready to have the best day ever? And yeah. I was like, yeah, and it was the best day ever.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Here are some twins. They're going to do dirty stuff to each other.
Crazy.
But do sisters, would sisters do that? Like, if I were to say I've got this special Van Halen prize that I have, and I will give away one to sisters who come in here and make out or do something like that,
I'm sure there are sisters that would, but I think it's probably more prevalent with twins.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd have an easier time finding twins than I would be finding sisters.
Yeah, because there's
sorry,
no role
brothers,
model.
Not interested in brothers.
You know, well, there's no role model forever. With twins.
Mm. Let me grab some of these phone calls. This is Derek. Hi, Derek. You're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. What's up?
My mom's an identical twin, and her twin lived out in Nevada. And, you know, obviously we were here in Tampa, and my aunt would be crying or something like that, and my mom's eyes would actually swell up and get red.
That's
and
creepy.
She would know something. I'm telling you, it's a real deal.
That's creepy, and it goes back to... if that emotion worked, what if sexually?
Yeah,
or,
what if
you know,
pleasure
what if,
works?
What if while your aunt was getting banged out, your mom was like,
"Well, you know, I wondered about just how much of those feelings did cross over that they could feel."
Yeah.
I do know that they told me when they were younger that they would steal each other's boyfriends playing the other one.
Oh
man,
God, that is so hot. That is so hot, sir. All right, thank you. Good luck, and have your mom call us. Ray, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning, Ray.
Yeah, I got an uncle who married his mother's half-sister.
An uncle who married his mother's half-sister. So that's like a step-aunt.
Yeah. His father's first wife died. He remarried, had a daughter with her, and so they got married.
Oh, man,
still
the father
related.
Yeah, it's blood-related.
Are you ready for the curveball?
Yeah.
All right, they've been married over 50 years. But the curveball is, he was a Catholic priest at the time.
Wow.
That's not surprising anybody. It's surprising it was a girl. That's the only thing that surprises everybody. Well, hey, look, you fall in love, you fall in love. Sometimes you can't fight the feeling.
Yeah, he was consoling her after the death of her husband, and he consoled her. And he baptized me after that, and it was another year before his son was born.
Oh, man. Did he leave the church?
Then he was kicked out of the priesthood.
Wow. That's good. Are they still together?
50 years.
So it was worth it. It was worth it. Sometimes it's just worth it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. You know that the teacher and the student, what is that kid's name? Really, really, Mealy? The little kid. The first, like, real good.
Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yeah, Letourneau. Yeah. What's that kid's name? Vili or something like that, right? They were together, and they had kids together and stuff. And don't you think... Like, sometimes I just think, like, he was a little too young, but sometimes I think if you're in love, you're in love. Although I think she's a little crazy, and she thought she was in love with this kid.
Vili,
right? Yeah, but in the most part, like, sometimes, like, how could you marry your wife's best friend? I don't know. Sometimes you really, if it's really love, and you fall in love with somebody, it's hard to fight, and you can't just pretend it's not happening if it's in fact happening.
They got married in 2005, and this all went down... what was this, 90s, when she ended up at... Yeah, because she was sentenced to jail from 1998 to 2004.
She loved him so much that she got out on probation and had to go back in jail because she was ordered to stay away from him, and she couldn't stay away from him.
She ended up banging him in a car.
Yeah, and that's... I mean she could bang anybody if she wanted to, but she banged him.
And she was pretty, too. It wasn't, like, sometimes you see these stories where, like, the teacher's kind of gross-looking. She was, like, every mom in every neighborhood, every soccer mom you see, just very pretty, very...
She was sitcom mom.
Yeah.
Is what she was. Yep. Carmen, who is on the hotline?
That is our lawyer, Ask the Dom.
Oh, Dominic Ferriello Esquire. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you doing, Mike?
What's happening, buddy?
Nothing. That jury trial yesterday was continued, so I'll probably be able to hang out with you guys tomorrow.
All right.
But I was listening to the twin conversation this morning. If you remember the hot 21-year-old, Armando and I represented them in Pinellas County. They were charged with domestic violence.
That was Amanda and Ashley,
right?
Who got in a domestic fight. Their twin sisters got in a fist fight, and one of them ended up getting arrested by their brother, who was a Pinellas County sheriff.
Correct, and it was chaotic. That, you know, usually the state will let that go under the circumstances, because the argument was over a boy, if I remember the facts correctly.
I think you're right. And you're right.
They're both identical. They both were gorgeous. They both were drinking. They're both kissing the same boy. And the one was kind of the black sheep of the family, and the deputy, the officer, didn't particularly care for that one. Armando and I had a blast trying that case. We got a 7-minute not guilty. I had more fun hanging out with the state in that case, because it was almost ridiculous that we had to go to trial. But we do what we got to do in the area of law sometimes.
I love it. When you bring something like that into the courtroom where you got twin sisters fighting over a guy, is the people in the courtroom like, oh, my word, or are they like just they're used to it?
We selectively picked more guys that were younger on that panel than girls for the design of the Voldire. I don't know if you hear Dominic screaming in the background. I'm taking them to school.
I do. If you could just turn around and elbow that kid in the mouth, they'll learn to be quiet when you're on the radio.
I'm in the Suburban, and this thing is so long, I can't reach them all the way in the back. I'm going to get a stick to poke the guys.
That's why you get something to throw at them. I'm telling you, I'm like a Cosby bit from the 70s. I could hit my son with anything in the car.
Yeah.
I'll pick up an old water bottle, and I could look in the mirror and put you right in the face. All right, Dom. Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, I was going to say we will see you tomorrow.
Yeah, if that works better for my scheduling with you, I was going to coordinate with Rob, but whatever time you guys want me tomorrow, and obviously, you know, usually Tuesday I'm there, but I had that DUI trial that was postponed, so you guys got me on Thursday for a change.
All right, we'll see you, Ask the Dom, in the studio tomorrow. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, thanks, bye. Guys. Great show.
Carmen, what is line two? Name Belva?
Yes.
Belva?
Yes.
And your Belva was calling about sisters making out. Hi, Belva.
Hi. Well, I just heard that, and it made me smile because my sister's passed, but when she was here, she was a stripper most her life, and I bartended where she stripped at. And we were in our 20s until our 30s, and we wouldn't just make out. But if you were like, hey, we'll get some tickets or this or that, we'd be like, okay, we're going to go in there, we're going to make out.
Yeah, so you would, you and your sister.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I used to call her my trippity tramp ghetto go-go girl.
What's the most that you guys have done when nobody was around? Like, how far have you gone?
Oh, no. We didn't.
Belva, don't lie. When you were young, you were like, I wonder what happens if you touch that.
No, I kind of pounded on her a little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah, well,
what do you mean by, what do you mean pounded by, you mean beat her up or eat her?
Yeah.
Oh, but when's the first time you guys ever made out?
No, there would only be a making out if there was something offered for us to do it.
Oh, so you never did it, but you would do it.
Oh, yeah. I know. When I heard that, I was like, oh, gosh, if she was sitting here, we would both be laughing. Like, we would definitely do it. Get us in there.
In my mind, what I'm hearing is I've always wanted to make out with my sister. Yeah. I wish I had a reason.
No, but my sister was hot. I mean, me and her, but I have...
What about you?
Dark hair, she has blonde hair. I've always been called a Colgate girl.
Oh, man, how old are you? Colgate girl? Are you sure you're not an Ivory girl? How old are you, like 55?
Oh,
41?
Yeah.
Okay, just Colgate, the reference made me think you were old. So what about now? What's the craziest sexual thing you've done up until now?
Oh, my goodness, up until now, let's see. There's been quite a few things.
Tell me what you think would be crazy, and I'll tell you if I agree.
Okay, well...
Be careful, you're on the air. Don't get me fired with your language.
With an ex, he was in the hospital, and we just had a curtain in between the room. So I came in, and we started going at it on the bed, and the guy on the other side of the curtain had a priest come and was praying with him.
Giving him last rites. We were over there banging the boyfriend.
That was awesome. I was like, oh, we're going to hell.
He was praying that you'd come visit him, I think.
Probably. He's like, this guy's got a way better nurse than I do.
So what do you...
I'm going to be quiet.
Who else in your family would you do stuff with for tickets?
My goodness. That is all that I have. No, my sister, she has another thing.
How'd she die?
She had a coronary.
Okay.
And she was younger than me, but she had a really... She was crazy.
A lot of coke. I assume.
Lots of things.
Yeah. What about who else knew for, where's your mom? Is she around?
Yes.
Would you throw your mom a tongue in for some Van Halen tickets?
No.
It's Van Halen, David Lee Roth.
No, when she was young, she was freaking Daisy Duke.
What was she, a copper tone girl?
the baby oil and iodine?
Yeah.
High heels and shorts. I don't know
what that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, so wait a second. So who can we get you to make out with for tickets? Somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, Belva. Like the old days when your sister was around, swinging from the pole and doing rails.
I can't make out with a family member. Because
why?
I would do it, but I know they wouldn't.
Yeah, I bet you they would. They like Van Halen, don't they? Who doesn't like Van Halen?
Yeah, I know. You guys find me someone, give me a call.
Hey, I don't know your crazy family. You call them up one by one and be like, hey, it's Belva. I haven't seen you since the reunion.
Yeah.
This is crazy, but you guys want to make out for tickets.
Hey, you don't know anybody else named Belva. They'll know who you're talking about.
Pretty sure. Where do you live? What part of Pasco?
Oh, I live in Bradenton.
Oh, close enough. Okay.
Yeah, I just pulled up to work, and I'm out here late to talk to you guys. Well, I love you guys. I never listened to this show before when the freaking other dude was on there.
Well, I appreciate you listening now, I wish your sister was alive so that you guys can make out for tickets.
Yeah.
Me too.
Thanks, Pungin.
Have a great day.
Bye. Bye. You know Belva, she probably, like, you know, people talk to their dead relatives in their head. Oh, I miss you. This would have been our, you know, birthday or whatever. And, you know, she's like, oh, I wish you were here, Susie, so we can go down there and deep throat each other on the air for some Van Halen tickets.
You know how we used to always talk about it?
Yeah.
One day we're going to get down to that radio station.
What would she win if she brought her sister now?
Oh, man. Oh,
she'd actually
How long has she been dead?
I don't know.
She gets to play bass in Van Halen.
Mark, you have a twin? Your wife is a twin?
Yes.
Are they hot?
Yes.
They ever do stuff together?
No. No,
Would you do stuff with both of them?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
They definitely had a synergy, kind of. They would, I think, even to this day, they kind of know, maybe not a ESP thing, but I know she would say, well, I need to call Risa, see if she's okay. Something might be going on, things
like
that.
Feel like, have some sort of feeling that something's
going
on.
Yeah, do you think?
Let me tell you something. As much as they were alike, they were two very different people. Now, the one I married was very goody two-shoes. She was very smart, very studious. She was the good girl of the group.
And the other one was a raging whore.
Yep, and to this day, I would love nothing but to get with that.
Let's hook it up. Let's hook it up, Mike. Let's call him right now. But here's the thing. You put it on me. You'd be like, I didn't even know he was going to do that. That's crazy. The worst thing that can happen is a couple of embarrassing conversations. And the best thing is that if the whore sister convinces the goody two shoes to do something fun before she dies.
Well, let me tell you something. I screwed that marriage up. I did. I screwed it up. And because of me, my ex moved out of state. You know, now the twins are separated, and the we'll call her the bad twin, but the bad good twin. She didn't like me too much, and that even got the tensions growing. But it was, let me just say, it was very interesting. I dated her through high school, and then, you know, we got married, and to this day, still very good friends. But it was always that tension, and I just always. Man, I would have loved to.
Yeah.
Do you think they ever did the little switcheroo on you?
No, because they were two that even though they looked alike when you're with them all the time, you can tell them opposite, apart instantly. Yeah. Instantly, you know, one had a little bit pointier feature, the other just slightly different. One of my best friends was out at a bar one night, and he told me, he said, "Yeah, I." saw your ex-wife, and I was talking to her, and when I realized it wasn't your ex-wife, it was the twin, then it got hot, and I ended up taking her home and boning her.
He
didn't want to do it because he thought it was my ex.
Well, you know what? The thing would be great is if you would have went out and got drunk with them, and then you knew which one was which, but you climbed on the sister. And if she were to let you go at it, then you could be like, or if she got mad, you could be like, what do I know? We've been drinking, and you guys look exactly alike. Yeah.
Believe me, the thoughts and the fantasies all ran through my head.
Oh, man.
My, the one I was married to, she no way she was going to have any of it. She was not.
What a waste. If you're a twin, that should be an obligation.
It was. And they were hot. Gymnasts.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, tell me about it. It's ridiculous. Hey, have a good one.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Mike's going to go kill himself now.
You should, as a twin, you should know that at one time, you should have to do it one time. You have to make somebody's life by doing that one time. That should be it.
Is it cheating if you sleep with your sister's twin?
Of course it is, unless you got permission.
If you know it.
Or if you squint.
What if you don't know it?
Squint is not cheating.
Can your wife get mad if you don't know it?
If you know it, but you pretend you didn't know it, it's not cheating. If you stick with your story, it's not cheating.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
What if, but I mean, if she's just dating a guy and she's like, listen, I'm never going to marry this guy. You want to bang him, do the old switcheroo? How great would that be?
Well, I mean, would you guys be able to tell?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a tattoo or there's got to be some kind of birthmark.
No, I mean, like, no, nothing like that. Like, you can't tell they're identical.
Listen, even if the guy could, the guy's not going to say anything.
Right.
He's not going to be like, hey, your hair's shorter. He's going to be like, go with it.
Until you're done. And then you'll be like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Now I can see that the lights are on. Something's different about you. Yeah, no, it's a, look, and really, guys, it's not a, the fantasy is both of you. It's not. One at a time or the other one. It's really both of you.
No, I'd say it's both. Both of them and one at a time. Like, if you were dating one and you knew the other one came in and was pretending to be that one, you'd be like, this is awesome.
If we can get a real non-twin sister-sister makeout session for Van Halen tickets, I'll do that. I'll give them away.
Sure.
And I'll throw in the special Van Halen prize that we have that we haven't even announced yet.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.